others as if they are vacant, unaware, and incapable of understanding or communicating with us. Conversely, we might expect our children to be able to handle adult situations, like an afternoon shopping excursion at the mall, with a level of maturity and emotional self-control they've not yet developed. These inaccurate perceptions can lead parents in an unproductive direction, especially in regard to discipline issues. Ultimately, the big secret to successful discipline is ditching the quick-fix tricks, gimmicks, and all other manipulative tactics and simply being honest with our babies and toddlers. What a concept! This is the most basic level of respect Rye teaches, and embracing it is as liberating as it sounds. This book is a collection of my articles pertaining to common toddler behaviors and how respectful parenting practices can be applied to benefit both parents and children. It covers such common topics as punishment, cooperation, boundaries, testing, tantrums, hitting, and more. I'm privileged to receive a steady stream of letters from parents with questions and concerns about discipline. Loving, thoughtful parents simply want to know how to give their kids healthy limits and gain their cooperation. Many are at their wits' end and desperate for answers. Other letters, which are usually the highlight of my day, are personal success stories describing a toddler dilemma and how the parent addressed it by putting respectful care principles into action. I've included several of these letters in this collection, along with my responses, because they are illuminating, relatable, and encouraging. My hope is that this book will serve as a practical tool for parents who are anticipating or experiencing those critical years when toddlers are developmentally obliged to test the limits of our patience and love. Armed with knowledge and a better sense of the world through our children's eyes, this period of uncertainty can afford a myriad of opportunities to forge unbreakable bonds of trust, respect, and love. Chapter 1. No Bad Kids, Toddler Discipline Without Shame. A toddler acting out is not shameful, nor is it behavior that needs punishing. It's a cry for attention, a shout out for sleep, or a call to action for firmer, more consistent limits. It is the push-pull of your toddler testing his burgeoning independence. He has the overwhelming impulse to step out of bounds, while also desperately needing to know he is securely reined in. There's no question that children need discipline. As Magda Gerber said, lack of discipline is not kindness, it is neglect. The key to healthy and effective discipline is our attitude. Toddlerhood is the perfect time to hone parenting skills that will provide the honest, direct, and compassionate leadership our children will depend on for years to come. Here are some guidelines. 1. Begin with a predictable environment and realistic expectations. A predictable daily routine enables a baby to anticipate what is expected of him. That is the beginning of discipline. Home is the ideal place for infants and toddlers to spend the majority of their day. Of course, we must take them with us to do errands sometimes, but we cannot expect a toddler's best behavior at dinner parties, long afternoons at the mall, or when his days are loaded with scheduled activities. 2. Don't be afraid or take misbehavior personally. When toddlers act out in my classes, the parents often worry that their children might be a brat, a bully, an aggressive kid. When parents project those fears, it can cause the child to internalize the negative personas, or at least pick up on the parent's tension, which often exacerbates the misbehavior. Instead of labeling a child's action, learn to nip the behavior in the bud by disallowing it nonchalantly. If your child throws a ball at your face, try not to get annoyed. He doesn't do it because he dislikes you, and he's not a bad kid. He's just asking you, toddler style, for the limits he needs and may not be getting. 3. Respond in the moment calmly, like a CEO. Finding the right tone for setting limits can take a bit of practice. Lately, I've been encouraging parents that struggle with this to imagine they are a successful CEO and that their toddler is a respected underling. The CEO guides and leads others with confident efficiency. She doesn't use an unsure, questioning tone, get angry or emotional. Our child needs to feel that we are not nervous about his behavior or ambivalent about establishing rules. He finds comfort when we are effortlessly in charge. Lectures, emotional reactions, scolding, and punishments do not give our toddler the clarity he needs and can create guilt and shame. A simple matter of fact, "I won't let you do that. If you throw that again, I will need to take it away," while blocking the behavior with our hands is the best response, but react immediately once the moment